You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
River Band, 464-5685.
LRB.
1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, Bill. Little River Band.
LRB.
I love this. It kind of grabs you at the start. I just love... He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying. He missed the first couple lines.
Steve. Sort of a harsh,
yeah.
I mean, this, well, I've never really contemplated this song, but it's not pleasant.
It's not. No.
It's unpleasant. It never really even gets pleasant.
No, it's a very,
it's like sit down, take a look
at yourself.
Don't you want to be somebody?
Take a look at yourself.
Ouch.
Do you want to be somebody? You're a lonesome loser, but he just keeps on trying.
It never really gets better.
And doesn't anybody, he never comes out of it during
nope.
the song. No, he's always it's a complete beatdown.
He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying. Yeah.
It's never, as the song ends, he's still a loser.
It's kind of depressing.
Nothing changed, you know?
I'm interested in your score.
I enjoyed the start of his better, what year again?
1979.
Yeah, so I enjoyed the better times. I liked the start of it. It kind of jumped in. Then it kind of really just kind of, woe is me, kind of drug me down a little bit.
Yep.
I can go with the 6-8.
Oh, God.
I can go 6-8 because I did kind of enjoy the start of it. I'm not going to, it's not walk up music. It would be a depressing walk up. It would be like, okay, things are really going bad.
Something's wrong with that guy.
Let's make it worse. Let's go listen to Lonesome.
Not probably
Lonesome.
Walk up.
No, not that. What do you think, Steve?
I'm interested to hear what you think of this. You've probably heard this song 7,000 times on the radio, but I would tell you this. I've heard it 7,000. I bet I made it to the end 12.
12 to 16.
Not a good sign for your score.
I agree.
Here.
It wouldn't make it.
Would never listen to the whole song.
Yeah, it was. And I kind of like the start of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, kind of grab me. Then you just get distracted. If you're driving, you're just looking at corn or
100.
Whatever, and all of a sudden,
that's it.
It might still even be on, but you really don't hear it.
God, that is the song.
It's on, but you don't hear
that's
it.
That's what that song is to me.
I wouldn't really change it. It's there, just don't hear it.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm basing my 6.8. I'm doing that with based off the first 30 seconds.
I guess, yeah.
After that,
strong start.
I can't get it to 6.8.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, those those very haunting oohs, that's pretty good in headphones.
LRB.
So it's not as good as Cool Change, right?
No.
Not as good as Reminiscing.
No.
But I'm not big on the Little River Band at all. That song, I voiced my displeasure. I can get it to a 4-1.
I think Rudy's going to be about a 5-5.
6'7". He says, as someone who is not a lonesome loser, 6.8.
He's a job, Rudy.
He's macho. He's macho man. He's not a loser.
I like that.
We're getting to learn more about Rudy through song.
That's it.
He's a macho man.
Yep.
Like the Blue Jays.
Yeah, he's not a loser.
What a cap he's got on. That's a sweet
Rudy
cap.
Is not a lonesome loser. High score from him.
What would you give it?
It's like a 6.5 probably. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not a 4-1, but it's not anything incredible. Yeah. Sandmaster and KC 9-4.
Jeez. Whoa, same man.
Brett and Bertrand 7. Vernon Dakin 7-1. Fritz in Lincoln 7-6. Nomad Brad, that's a new one, 6.2. Brad.
Is he from Lincoln?
I don't know that for sure.
Text in, we only have 6.
Ryan in California 7-6-5. Jane in Wahoo says, unbelievable, 9.8. A good unbelievable. That's good.
All right.
People like this song.
Yeah. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 9.5. Who is Bird? Columbus? Two.
Thank you, Bird.
Yeah.
Bird's right there with us on this one.
Husker Mike gave it a 9.5.
He did.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Gavin Pender, 7.4.
A little high, Gavin, but respectfully.
Farley is here.
He's cleaning that. Lyle in Omaha, 8.8. Guilt Nerd, 6.1. LB in Minden, 4.5. YouTube. Can't forget YouTube.
That's it?
There's more.
Okay.
Clam Dog, 10.
Gingis, Corn?
Gingis. I don't see, he's on here. I don't see his score. 7.8. 7.8, better time from Gingis Corn.
Mm-hmm. I had better time.
Albert, 9. Brad, 8.78. Nails in Montana, 7.5. BWD, 3. Chad, 8.5. Better times, he says. On that one.
It was better times.
And Nashville Husker 6.7, East Lincoln West 7, and Robert 7.56. Song of the day, Lonesome Loser by Little River Band from 1979. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills is always sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. You call one person. That's Randy at Dinert Contracting.
One stop.
Call or text him at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contract.
Randy's been extremely busy, so I want to let us know once again, even through all the times he has with all the jobs set up, he has all times for the free consultation and the chance to take a look at your job that you want and get a number to you immediately. So let's make sure to reach out to let you know that.
I get the impression he's not an 8-hour-a-day guy.
That's funny, isn't it? 8 hours, Randy. Yeah, he's probably 12.
That's the morning, right?
Yeah.
That's the morning.
That's this morning, I thought. Yeah, he's like the military. Yeah, he's getting stuff done early.
4 to 12.
Yeah, that's him. That's what
he does. 4 to 12 is the morning shift.
Yeah, that's his morning. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. He's a solid 14.5 hours a day is what he's putting in.
Got to be.
And this time of year like that, you don't do a lot of decks and things like that in January. It's a hard one. Randy could do it. Wouldn't faze him. Jeez, he could do it. So now.
Jeez.
I had to go to my phone for this. I didn't write everything.
Okay.
It was a lot.
As long as you got
it. And I've hit on some of this in the past, but this is the time of year.
Tis.
If you want to rock, you have to mock. If you want to rock, you have to mock. The mock game. The mock game is an incredible. So I'm texting with Lance Leopold on Saturday. I go, mock game today. He goes, did it yesterday. I go, do you remember it at Wisconsin? He goes, oh, yeah. You can't believe. We would carry out a folder, a binder for the mock game. It would be like two GAs, and you had to run the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just the game. It was incredible, the amount of stuff. And the stress level for the graduate assistants at Wisconsin to run the mock game you had all these cards and everything you had to have. But it's incredible. I'm just going to kind of buzz a couple of things. This is why football is so bizarre and what it's like. It's like I said, so right away, here's what you got to learn. Training room, what time are you in there? What are you doing? What's the timeline? The timeline means it's printed out like, okay, this is when early outs, kickers. This is when the returners come out. This is when everyone comes out for a warm-up. It's so documented. You got to have this down to a science with what's going on. What time do you stretch inside the locker room? What time do you come out? That has to be discussed. You have to walk through everything. When do you depart for the field? Because you depart for the field, the depart is longer. How much time is it? The depart now, I believe, is probably longer to get to the field than what it was before at Nebraska. So you have to know that. So the same thing when you get to an away stadium, have to be able to know all the things. When are wideouts out? When are the bigs out? What is your field location? Where do you warm up at? Because when you go in the field of Memorial Stadium here at Nebraska and you practice inside, offense on defense, defense on this side. Not during a game, you're on one side. So you have to have your spot on the field with where you warm up. And so you have to have that going like that. The locker, how are you going to enter from the locker room for the game entrance like that? You'll see this. It's always funny. It's one of my favorite things to see.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine & Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Just watch those who maneuver themselves so when the gates open or any team is leaving, you'll see who was up front. You'll see that like that. People maneuver for that spot. It's so hilarious to watch. I always enjoyed watching that part of it to see how they...
Players.
Who comes out by the coach. So when that thing opens, they're on the screen.
There's some guys who want that.
There's some guys that fight so hard to get into that spot. And there's a bunch of guys that could absolutely care less. And they're 70 back, you know, type of things. So it does deal, but it's always fun to watch. Where are you at on the bench location? Where are your grease boards at? How do you guys meet on the sideline? What's the demeanor has to have? You have to teach them as a head coach how you act on a sideline if you're most likely a non-participant in the game. It's like, hey, the chance you get in the game, you're not going to just get grabbed to go in. If you were going to the game, you'd know it'd be something later in the game. You know that very well.
Well, and you got to tell them how to.
Yeah, tell them how to act.
Certain.
You got to tell them how to look what you do. I mean, like at LSU, is like, okay, everyone that's in that non-playlist, the guys that are suited up like that, they are nothing but energy. A lot of them have white towels that they would wave. I mean, it was like, do not get caught, which you'd see it all the time. All of a sudden, they show the sideline, and they'll show the sideline, and it's a dire straight time for that team. And there'll be some 2 or 3 guys about just off from the head coach laughing, paying no attention to what's going on because they don't know the camera's on them. Mm-hmm. So you have to teach them, how do I act on the sidelines and what do I do? Then you have like that, and you have all the special teams call up. So what would happen during the mock game is you'd have the offense out there, defense out there. Okay, offense just went 3 plays. Then on the 2nd and 9, punt alert. Mm-hmm. You know, third and 9, punt alert. Then the punt team would go out. Then you had to get a scout team, punt return team. So it was just so crazy on how you call them up and where they go. Some people will use a mat that they stand on to show we got all 11 guys.
Yeah.
Some guys have different methods. So here's the deal with special teams. Punt and punt return is dicey. And that's where all your efforts go into as a coach for organization. Because punt and punt return, the clock runs normal. So if all of a sudden it's 3rd down, you run whatever it is, you run a play, you don't get the 1st down, it's punt team, shot clock's going. So you got to get them out there, you got to go. Same thing with punt return. If all of a sudden it's like, they're punting, you got to match them with their team and what you're doing immediately. We're on kickoff and kickoff return, it's always dead ball.
Got some time.
You got plenty of time. Even if they give you this one, they'll tell you, hey, coach, after the touchdown, we're rolling. Which means we're going to go right away. There's going to be no timeout. You still have time. It's not hectic whatsoever. And so you have those things. So those things come up. It is so much of a deal to have. Then halftime, Where are you going at halftime? Where are you going? What exactly happens? Where are the coaches going to meet at every halftime? Where do they come back out? Do you come out and meet with them as a unit? How do you meet halftime? And then post-game, what do they do post-game? How's the post-game? What's the ritual that you do? You come in, the head coach comes in, he speaks to you, somebody else talks. And generally, the assistant coaches go around to their unit, talk to their unit. And then also like that, travel. How do we travel? What do we dress? We're on the road. We're going to Kansas City. How do we dress going down there? These things are, it's insane.
Wow.
The amount of detail and time. And you can look so stupid. And all of a sudden, you're out there, and the punters, kickers are out there. They're warming up and all that. Now it's like, okay, at this number, the returners are coming out. And you look over, and there's no returners.
Uh-oh.
They're not out there. They're not ready to come out. And all of a sudden, you're trying to send somebody, intern or somebody down. Where are they at? And then someone got held. They didn't get there in time. They missed their timing. And then now your whole time is screwed up. All of a sudden, the returners don't get a chance to catch any balls. They didn't get out there in time to be able to do it. And so these things are so...
It could affect you.
It just... I'm just telling you, it's so much. And then you have to look at when you go on the road to make sure, hey, where do we warm up at home? Where do we warm up on the road? Is it the same side? What are you doing? All these things are just... It's so much stuff. I look at some sports. I don't know. I mean, I think it comes out like basketball, you see, pretty easy.
Don't get me started.
It's pretty easy with the stuff that goes on in and out. That. So the amount of details that has to happen, I mean, just for everything, how you act on the sidelines, what you look like, then all of a sudden you look over and it's just like, there'll be somebody like, what are you wearing? I mean, it's very clear. We have this, you can wear your wristbands, you can wear this. I mean, the coach will go over, this is what is acceptable at our school. And this is how we dress. So all of a sudden, you don't get, or you don't wear other stuff. You don't wear also like that. Then the big thing came up for a long time with people writing their own personal notes on a towel or different stuff like that. And it's kind of like, we're not doing that. Because all of a sudden, you have all these other things that come up. There's just so much that goes into it. And talking to Lance, Lance said like that, he'll probably make a couple of adjustments maybe to break it up some. Because it's so much. It's so much to go through. You don't do it in real time. You'll say you kind of simulate it. But people didn't understand that most now all the stretching that's done, it's done in the locker room by units. So all of a sudden, like that, all of a sudden, here come the DBs come in. Then they're
all stretched.
They're all stretching inside.
Inside.
And then they go out like that. There'll be a little get together, maybe a little jumping jack, a little boom, boom, boom. Then you break off and you go warm up.
Did you ever notice D'Antonio? I thought D'Antonio's operation was immaculate. You know D'Antonio at Michigan State?
Yeah, I didn't ever. I can't say that I watched him, but
I was always freaked out by how regimented it was.
But if you watch the teams that are really good, it's really regimented.
They were good.
There's no palms up. There's no where do we go now?
No, D'Antonio, what do we do? Had it down.
On time, in and out. How do we get back in? What do we do? You also have to teach when we go, you go out and you warm up and you go back in. Then you come back out.
Yep.
So all this stuff has to all be discussed.
Right. Or you don't look good.
No, you don't look good. And what can drive you the most nuts, like I said, is the sideline and where we go and what's going on. I'd always tell, okay, listen, when we come over, I'm going to meet with the DBs. Those that were just in sit up front. Those who are just in the rotation are back here. Those that are in a little bit different, they're right now they're not going in the game. They're surrounding us on the back side. But you have to teach them all that. And so you have all those things. Also, you never want to look for someone, and all of a sudden, I can't find him, and all of a sudden, like, one of your guys is over watching the game. It's like, hey, we're meeting on this stuff. So it's all, you think right away, that's understood. It's not understood. Uh-uh. It's not understood until you teach them how you act. And every coach will have his small, simple, just a little nuances to it. But everyone wants it the right way.
Do you think it's more challenging now? Like you bring in a player, like let's just say Dane Key. He's used to doing it one way. Now, no, that's not the way we do it here.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you got all these new guys.
All these different portal guys in here.
Yeah.
I think about it every year now, because before it was like there'd be whatever, you'd have 25 new guys come in.
Wow.
And Nebraska.
25,
Yeah. You have so many players. So the other guys know, here's how we warm up, here's what we do.
Right.
They can kind of help a little bit to kind of, hey, follow me on this stuff. But now you have all these new guys. So you have to spend time on all this.
Yeah. Well, I know you do. I know that. Football is crazy to me in a good way.
Yeah. And it goes on forever and ever and ever. And then, how you talk, you have to discuss with them too. Okay, if you get interviewed after the game, here's how we complimented the opponent. We talk about ourselves, do this. How do we get on the plane? What do we do? We're timely. We're out. We're in. We're out. Let's go. Yeah. Grab your food. Get on the plane.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. There's a lot of people. It takes a lot of organization to have it all on the same page.
I've seen the strain. after games.
And the strain, if you actually do a true mock game, which it goes on forever too. All sit down with Steve. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, punt after or kick off after a safety or something different. You have to have work different scenarios and stuff that's coming up after it because you have to sometimes talk about it. Steve looks confused.
No, I was just thinking of Keith, man. Now it makes more sense to me. The strain on Keith is real after the game. I mean, so many times he said, Sipple, he has to go, that player. Yeah. Sipple, he's got to go. The strain.
The headline, please, Bill, one more time.
Got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to rock, you have to mock.
You better mock games.
That's the football facts. Monday on Bill's Thrills.
That was beautiful.
Hour two is next, an early break in the ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.